Shut the fuck.
It's funny how embarrassing that feels. At least for me sometimes, where you're like, ah, god damn it, they caught me looking at social media.
God damn it.
A thing I spend 48 hours a day looking at.
They found out I'm watching porn on the train again.
Oh, I'm watching porn.
I'm watching pornography on the train again.
And, you know, it's a long train ride. What am I supposed to not
all
get
of a sudden, I'm supposed to travel 8 stops without looking at pornography.
Brother, I got a sickness, and the cure is a little bit of TNA. You know what I'm saying,
little
everybody?
Bit more pornography.
Folks, welcome to... You know pornography.com isn't taken? Isn't that crazy?
Somebody has to own it, though.
Somebody has to own it, but there's nothing on it. What a waste.
I'm going to do National Treasure, but for pornography.com.
I'm going to steal pornography.com.
I am going to steal pornography.com.
I mean, it didn't have anything on when I checked on it 5 minutes ago, so who knows? Maybe things have changed for people. No. But yeah.
I feel like this might even happen to you more than it does to me, because I feel like you're friends with more sex workers online than I am.
Okay.
But sometimes I'm on the train and I'm like, oh, that's my friend's. That's my friend's big gaping hole.
It's my friend's pussy.
Hey,
tits.
I'm sorry. That's my friend's big gaping hole that they're fingering.
That's my
on
buddy's
Twitter, where
big
also
fat
the
ass
news is.
Yeah, it's really right there.
Yeah,
it's weird how sometimes you have to press a little, show me more button.
Yeah, for the nudity.
And sometimes you really don't.
And sometimes you just see a big dildo inside of someone you know
that you talk about hockey or something.
Yeah.
Just a pal who also happens to sell photographs and videos of their parts.
Which is cool.
Which is awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome. It's fine. I think it's fine. I'm not like, oh man, I love that you're selling videos of your hole.
Okay. All right.
The videos of your hole are awesome. It's the commerce part that I'm not interested in.
Okay.
I don't care about the retail experience of holes.
I think it's funny how often you're like, hey, I'm cool. I'm not interested in these things. These things are not for me. I do
no,
like
no, no. I think it's morally right to sell it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about the transaction, but the details of the transaction.
Okay. All right.
That's what I don't care about.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Couldn't
hey,
care less.
PayPal.
Yeah. If someone,
I
same,
don't give a fuck.
It's the same when someone's like telling me about their job as a barista. I'm like, oh. No, I don't care.
You don't care about people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't care. I just don't care about that. Okay. I care about other things about them.
Mm.
There's other parts of them that are interesting to me.
Yes.
But the details of how they receive money at work is not.
How they broker their lifestyle financially? None of my business.
Unless they
give me a little scratch.
Oh,
if
you give me some of the money, I'm listening.
I'll listen for money. I'm like a therapist.
I'll do a lot of stuff for money.
But I'll tell people.
I'll talk for money. I'll listen for money.
Mm.
I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah.
All the time.
To a degree. I'm really like immediately like, I really hate listening to people talk, though.
Yeah.
I can do.
And which is interesting because you're my friend.
Yeah, which is so strange. I'll do 40 hours a week of listening.
Yeah.
For some money.
Here's the thing. When I started doing therapy,
yeah,
I thought it was an hour. 45 minutes.
Oh.
What are you, a bad headliner?
Yeah, you got to do the whole hour.
Yeah, no, you got to do the whole hour.
Hey.
35 minutes in, my therapist started asking me what I do for work. I'm like, I feel like you should know, actually.
You should. It's on the paper.
Yeah. Hey, are you two fucking? I'm like, who else is here?
What are you talking about, lady? It's not
me. Being the painting behind me?
Mm-mm. Yeah, she gets the light.
It'd be so funny if your therapist gave you the light. Yeah, I know you're about to do a breakthrough, but...
Maybe speed it up a little bit and really go through that wall emotionally.
Yeah. Especially if it's like on like FaceTime or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you got to turn over the room here.
Yeah, it really is. Maybe.
Yeah, like decompress. You got to look at your notes.
Maybe it's the thing where they know where you are in your journey of receiving therapy, and like baby steps. We'll work on it already. Do an hour, but they talk to you. They know you can't handle that emotionally.
I can handle anything emotionally.
Maybe they know more than you do.
How do they know more about me than I do?
No, I didn't say about you. They know more what you can handle. That's a little bit different. You know facts about yourself.
I know so many details about me.
And I love that about you.
Yeah, an unbelievable amount.
But their skill set is knowing, well, you know, what they say their skill set is.
Yeah.
is knowing the capacity of a human being's psychology and emotional state and what it can handle. And you're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's that.
I didn't listen to a word you just said.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I saw your eyes looking around for some reason. Like,
I was trying to think of
something else. There's got to be something else in this
room. There's got to be something else. Because I'm me.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy isn't.
You guys see my problem? You guys can see where I'm coming from.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do they know that we don't?
No, it's what do they know that you don't?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
You guys aren't paying enough attention.
You guys don't know fuck about shit.
Let me see your notes for the episodes.
Oh, it'd be so funny if people were taking notes.
I would like
Mike sucks again. Mike is annoying again. What's Mike
seen that shirt
about?
Before? Oh, I'm sorry. I got a couple shirts that fit. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. You ain't seen this shirt before.
Nope. New boy.
Pulled it out of the fucking bag an hour and a half ago.
Fresh out the bag.
Guess how much it cost me.
Okay.
Guess how much this shirt cost me. Single stitch.
Single stitch vintage United States
Air Force
shirt. 18.
Brother, we're talking $6.
Wow.
Look at me.
How are you making any money on $6?
They fucking took it off a dead guy. Plus shipping. I'll say plus shipping.
Okay, but still.
$11.50.
Yeah, even that, just like.
Yeah.
What's your over? I mean, like. Hey, I appreciate
unless,
it.
Unless they're doing like, you know, buying like a big garbage bag full of clothes.
That must be what they're doing.
Yeah. You got 20.
Hey, good for them for not overcharging.
$30 for a garbage bag full of clothes.
Yeah. But I mean, the ones I've seen, like that one in LA, it's like you have to spend a minimum of $5,000 on a bag.
Oh, brother.
And you're like, wow, all right, Jesus. But you know, they sell all that shit and they.
Yeah.
They make 10.
You recoup your
$100,000. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, it's a lot of money to drop on potential.
I feel like that's probably what my parents thought about me, too.
Yeah.
That's why they didn't pay for me to go to college. Also, I didn't graduate high school.
It was a combination of the
it
two
was
things.
Two.
Yeah, it was a combination of the two things and really much like.
Yeah.
One.
I tried to convince them when I was like 22 or 23 because like they would pay for my sister's like books for college.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But she went to community college. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like they'd take out a big ass loan to like pay for it.
Sure.
But I was like, okay, think about this. What if my college was taking classes at the Upright Citizens Brigade?
That's higher learning right there.
Yeah. And then they said, no.
Absolutely not. And you know,
actually.
Thank God they did that.
Yeah. My life would have been completely different.
Oh, man. Imagine you trying to do improv.
Insane.
Anytime someone else talked, you would run around to stop the scene.
I'd be like, stop. Why is this not about me?
Yeah.
I like to do meeprov.
Meeprov. There you go. You're going That's on stage. Different. Like, okay, so I need a compliment.
Yeah. I need something about me that is nice. And in a way that I cannot even make it hurt my own feelings.
And your tone better be fucking good.
Better be fucking good as fuck, dude. If your tone is shitty at all, I'm going to start screaming.
Yeah, you insist being talked about or talked to in the way like the lower, I don't know what the word is, how they would talk to lords in like Edo period of Japan. Mm-hmm. You have to like bow to speak and you're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Say it like that.
Yeah, you have to kind of treat me like a dog that you don't know its temperament.
Yeah.
You're like, and I'm just speaking in an easy way, in a way, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm sitting there, I'm yanking on an old t-shirt. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, dude, if I did improv, if I had started in improv instead of stand-up, because this is one of those things I'd be like, this is not cool, actually. Maybe it would have ruined comedy for me in general.
Possibly. I'm curious.
And that would have been nice for me, actually. Maybe I'd have like a regular job and like a wife and stuff by now.
Yeah. You'd be a really good
regular guy.
Plumber pipe fitter.
Yeah. Or maybe I'd even be in like, you know, advertising something.
No.
The guy who sweeps up after the advertisers.
There you go. You know how they make a mess?
You know how they have a kind of Five Guys style office where you can throw peanut shells on the ground and stuff?
It's all chaos. You've seen Mad Men. You guys know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
But you wrinkle the paper?
I would love to be a madman.
Ooh. In the show or just in like a...
No, either.
Either.
If I was on the show, it'd be awesome because I'd probably have a bunch more money than I do.
Oh, probably. Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah. And then if it was in real life, I'd be fine,
that's
I guess.
Fine. Yeah, it's fine. Coming like, up with jingles and...
Yeah, I'd be like, how do I get people to buy a Mercedes Benz? And I go, hey.
Ignore the Nazi thing.
We are not Nazis anymore.
And, like,
and they're like, what? And you're like, we never were, actually, and we're definitely not now.
Hey, so. Look, we're not Nazis. And if you didn't know that fact, please ignore this ad.
Yeah. And maybe look into, who's the...
Coco Chanel?
That's who did the...
Hugo Boss did the
Hugo
universe.
Boss, yeah. Maybe go talk to Hugo Boss. He was way more hands on with them.
He was really there day to day. We're making cars no matter what. He tailored those fucking suits. Yeah.
Hey, listen, someone's gonna drive this car. German, Jew.
We don't care. All money is purple or pink.
I don't know what color that money is. Yeah. Fucking big coin.
Big coin.
Your big $25,000 coin. You just slam on a desk to get a car.
Some peach note that has plastic in the middle of it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Hey, this money floats. Why is it in the water?
Get it out of the water. Have some respect for your currency.
Insane. Is everyone in Canada going to be in a shipwreck?
Yeah, you're expecting it. You know.
They know something that we don't.
Yeah.
They're all floating down the Mississippi River to secretly come into America.
Oh, my God.
And make us more polite.
Eh, we could use that.
No. I want legal politeness. It's impolite to illegally immigrate into a country.
They should have a little sip of their own medicine.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is maple syrup flavor.
Which is delicious. You know when people are like, oh, if Donald Trump wins the election, I'm going to move to Canada.
I remember that. Like,
why?
Why? Just hang out for 4 years. It'll be over soon.
Yeah.
Just chill.
You're gonna have to do a lot more work than you think you're going to have to.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, what are you, crazy? How much money do you have? Just moving countries?
Yeah. To also, they don't want you.
Yeah, they don't want you. It's funny, you have to go to another country, and this is absolutely not true at all. You have to be either really rich or dog shit poor.
Yeah, or somewhere in the middle.
Or somewhere in the middle, which is unfortunate for my argument here.
Yeah. But it's also like, oh, what is Canada dying for? A bunch of mid graphic designers?
No, they got their own problems.
A bunch of complainy UX designers. They need that.
No, but it might be interesting in the way how, like, you know how so many comics in England are famous, where there's like, you know, there's 16 of them.
Yeah,
it'd be very easy for any of us to succeed there.
Yeah,
but we're still not going.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Canada like that, but not for comedy. But for UX design.
Yeah, their websites are in disarray until
chaos.
Some mid woman with an authority complex shows up there with her big glasses.
Big glasses, and she's
and
rude.
I bet you she's going to be rude on dating apps, too.
Because it's powerful. That's how she shows how she's
she
not.
Gets to, she's like, I need some more screenshots for Twitter.
Yeah, it's like, hey, maybe just say this.
Maybe that's why you're alone and sad.
Maybe that's why you're alone.
Yeah.
Because you use dating apps for clout.
Yeah, maybe what happened is you have a bad attitude.
And everyone people responds and people to you in an insulting way.
People think that's ugly.
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 Ugly like Donald J. Trump.
Yeah. Looking pretty skinny lately, though.
He looks great in that picture of Ryan Garcia. I don't love the guy, but he's very funny.
Hey, listen, and I
love
and I do. Things. And I think everything he's ever done is good and right.
Yeah, man, Ryan Garcia, for some reason, was... paid his respects to Cabo Wabo, where the fuck he works at, where it's called Del Marco Vista, whatever the fuck. Del Boca Vista.
He's down at Del Boca Vista.
Hanging out with fucking the Seinfelds.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Trump's looking physically good. Better than normal.
Better than he was.
Better than he was. Better than Joe fucking
Del
Biden.
Baca Bippo. You ever seen that? Outtakes of Jerry Stiller trying to say Del Boca Vista.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. Del Papa Doobie. And he's always doing this. He's like,
I'm like a phoenix rising from Arizona.
I've been working with dumbbells. I feel invigorated. He's unbelievable. Rest in peace to the god.
Oh, he's dead?
I don't know. I kind of made assumption there. Yeah, I made a safe assumption.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
and that's good.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sure he's dead.
But
if he's not, he will be soon by my hands.
He knows me some money.
He knows what he did to me.
He knows what he did to me. and my family
sucked me off.
Sucked me off, and I didn't come. I did not come from him. Del Boca, Del Mar. What is it? The fuck is it called?
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
I mean, it's the same thing.
It's really close. It's one of those like Florida terms that almost feels like fake Spanish.
Yeah, because what does it mean?
Lago means lake. How's it spelled? Mar?
M-A-R dash, like, hyphen A hyphen Lago.
Because mar means, like, ocean.
Yeah.
Ocean to lake, I guess it might mean.
Yeah, is it, like, on, mar- like, a... Is it on, like...
I don't know where it is, actually. Where? Yeah, look up where... I'm not going to
figure it out. I'm going to figure it out.
Because, like, it's funny, cause, you know, I spoke Spanish my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm from South Florida.
I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish my entire life. And I'm from South Florida. And I don't know why I never thought about it, but I'm like, oh, Boca Raton is Spanish. I never thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
It just it's means on like rat's a mouth.
It's on a little, Mar-a-Lago is on a little strip.
Oh, is it on that little strip between the mainland?
It's like south of Palm Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's in between... The Lake Worth Lagoon.
Oh, and, I used to play hockey in Lake Worth.
And the ocean. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Florida has a weird...
has a little, like, handle on it.
A little embankment, almost of, like, ocean, land, a very thin strip of land, and then ocean, and then the rest of the state.
And this is kind of all around where you lived? Jupiter?
Now, I lived more south than that. I lived in Broward County. Cooper City, Davie, Plantation, Miramar.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, okay.
Davie,
Plantation. I see it. I see the Diego Lopez Triangle. What about Fontainebleau?
No, I never lived in Fontainebleau.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Florida's a beautiful...
Oh, there's Costco there.
Oh, sick.
Isn't that nice?
A beautiful and diverse state full of a lot of beautiful people and phenomenal wildlife.
Yeah.
The Everglades are one of those beautiful things I've ever seen in my entire life. And there's a lot of insane people. What's the big deal?
Oh, well, and some of the best politicians you've ever met.
Oh, I have. You know what who I haven't heard about from a while?
What?
Old Rick DeSantis.
Yeah, I mean, because
he fell off.
Because he failed so incredibly at trying to be the president.
Really failed with his high-heeled boots.
Yeah. Because he was trying to be president for this time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, we got to get some new blood.
Yeah.
We got to get new blood.
We need
and
fresh.
And like Ricky D is new blood.
He is new blood, but he fucking stinks.
He stinks. Because here's the thing about Trump.
He's awesome.
He's great. And everything.
He's almost too good.
He's almost too good. And it's like, do we deserve?
Do we deserve Donald Trump?
A God king like Donald Trump? But it's like I at least understand why people like him.
Yeah. No, it's a great point.
Like him and I don't see eye to eye on everything, mostly because he's taller than me.
He's a god king. 6'4". That's the size of a god king.
I mean, at least
Mike and I are just great men.
Yeah, we're just God's chosen soldiers.
5'11", 6 feet, the perfect size for a man.
Exactly. But I understand why people like him.
Yeah. He's charismatic. He makes funny voices.
He's bombastic. Yeah.
He's he enigmatic.
He makes declarative statements, and people like that. Even if he's so off base and wrong and lying.
And lying, for sure, but the politicians are.
Oh, all of a sudden, people haven't been taken advantage of by liars before.
You seen the photo of AOC getting arrested at that thing like last year where at the abortion rally, and she has her hands behind her back, and there's a photo from behind her where she's just holding her wrists together?
That's so awesome.
And it's like, yeah, that's right. Atta girl.
You fucking...
Be a politician down to the marrow, you bitch.
Dude, I never got her whole thing. Like, I never got taken in by her whole thing.
No, because she's a politician, and your core is punk.
Yeah, I hate... like
any politician!
Liar.
They're all fucking us over.
Yeah.
They may start with good intentions. I'll give them that much.
Maybe.
They might start with good intentions, but sooner or later...
Yeah.
They see that check from fucking the Koch brothers, and they go, pardon me?
Oh, sorry, yeah, I actually have to do that now instead.
Oh, yeah, I hate the environment.
Oh, fuck people, and animals.
I am me, and I love me.
Yeah. The most important thing to me is me.
It's true.
It's true. And I understand that. I understand that implicitly.
Mm-hmm. Like, my stance is I hate all politicians. I just want to make that very clear.
Yeah. The most I've ever been like, all right, this one's pretty cool, is Bernie Sanders, and like barely.
Barely.
I didn't do anything for that. I didn't like campaign for the guy or go to any of his rallies or anything.
He has more money than I. Why am I going to give him money?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, you want to be the president? Well, you should probably figure that out for yourself.
Hey, good luck, I guess. I don't fucking care.
Oh, cool. Every politician has a GoFundMe like they're a non-binary person getting kicked out of their apartment.
Hello, I'm trying to find housing.
I'm in an unsafe living situation. I need to find a place this month for me and my pit bull. I had a very toxic roommate who would ask me to wash the dishes, and they would ask me to pay my rent on time every month. So I now must leave, and my pitbull is very aggressive.
I only paid 1% of my rent.
I paid the top 1% of the 1% of the 1% of my rent every month.
Yeah, there he is.
There we go. Non-binary Sanders. We got him. We did it.
In his fucking face.
Ah! Yeah.
Remember when my dog's no cone. Yeah. He's killed two children.
They've turned my apartment into a kill shelter. As I said, if I don't pay my rent.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. That's going to be
mad about the coat.
Say again?
But like, remember he was like sitting with his like mittens and his coat on with
he's
the
an
mask?
Old man, it's cold outside.
He's a 100-year-old Jewish man. Of course he's affected by the weather.
Do you not understand people upset?
Have you ever been to a restaurant with a 30-year-old Jewish woman?
Yeah, there's a draft. I'm cold.
Yeah.
My tits are too big.
Yeah, oh,
I'm
my
so
big
good at sucking my, dick. It's
my,
crazy.
My big heaving bosom is getting in the way of the rest of my life. and stuff like that and whatnot, etc.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah. You really do.
I do, and I'm proud.
Would you say you have a fetish or a?
Sure, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
care. I keep fetishizing women. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I got a real fetish. I got a pussy fetish, brother. Every time I see a pussy, I want to fuck it.
In a way, not really, but... You know, I just realized I've never done, which is crazy.
Loved a woman.
That's true. I've never typed in Jewish into like Pornhub or anything.
Well, brother, you and I are quite different. You and I could not be two more different guys.
Jewish woman in brackets, like my neighbor.
We got a hot neighbor?
No, I'm just...
God damn it. Damn it.
I'll do that. I'm going to fucking do that later.
Dude, one of our downstairs neighbors introduced themselves to me in a way that I was like, I wanted to be like, I've been living up there for about 2.5 years and we met a bunch of times already.
Oh.
I'm like, is it because I got a haircut? Is it
because you lost 1,000 pounds and got a haircut?
Yeah, maybe.
You look different, dude.
Yeah, but like I walk out of the house every day, multiple times a day.
I've introduced myself to like 6 of them. I don't know any of their names.
Yeah, that's true. There's a couple I just go like, hey, how are you? There's some woman I see down there all the time. I don't think she lives there.
Oh.
I think she's like a friend of a roommate.
A pal. They have a Kramer, but doesn't live next door.
Yeah. I wish we had a Kramer.
I wouldn't mind a Kramer. I wish we had
friends in the neighborhood.
I wish we did have a couple more friends. One friend in the neighborhood.
Just someone who could come over every once in a while. Or I'd go over there.
Yeah. Movie night. Shoot a text.
Yeah, dude. When we lived in Ridgewood.
Yeah.
We had people around.
We did have people around.
That was awesome.
Who lives in Mirai?
No one.
No one close enough.
The only people I know who live around us are women, and I'm not inviting them over.
Mm-mm, no women allowed.
Not in that way.
They're going to get the wrong idea. They're going to come over wearing a big trench coat and just lingerie underneath.
Yeah, and it's like, we're going to watch Moneyball again.
What are you doing, lady? It's not Moneyball attire.
Oh, my God.
Baseball shirt.
It is really hard to be romantic about lingerie. I'm horny about it.
Absolutely. It's easy. That's easy stuff.
Easy.
Let's do this before it gets too late.
Let's do it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Energy Drink Corner. We got some big boy. Look at this thing.
What the fuck?
Look how big this is. Lucky fuck.
How many ounces are we talking?
This is huge. Here, you do it so I can find... I've done the last...
Lucky
thank you,
fuck.
Cody. Was it Cody?
Did get say- lucky. Be lucky. Lucky fuck.
I took a screenshot.
Sparkling orange drizzle.
Yeah, Cody, my man, Elder Misanthropy.
Oh,
what's
hell
up?
Yeah. What's
Cody,
up?
Cody, let's
hell
go.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
It's a big fucking energy drink, Cody.
19.2 fluid ounces. That's big as fuck.
Big as tits.
Yeah.
But does
zero
only...
sugar, zero aftertaste, 5 super ingredients. What is a super ingredient?
How do you know?
200 milligrams of caffeine.
It's big, but 200
for the
milligrams.
Can.
Yeah, that's great.
That's pretty good.
You want more?
I think for the size of the can, that's an okay amount.
So you're, because I think I'm on the same page. I just want to make sure.
I'm saying it should be a little bit more if it's going to be fucking 20 ounces of, it should be 250.
I've been thinking about this.
200 milligrams is nice.
It's nice. I kind of like having different assortments size of liquid.
Yeah.
That are almost the same amount of caffeine.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, a little monster, I'm like, yeah, I got to get this. Let's go.
Yeah.
A big boy, I'm like, I'm thirsty. I want a beverage. I want a super beverage that also happens to have a bunch of caffeine in it.
Okay, that's true. Hey. Oh, made in Austin, Texas.
These
okay.
look good as shit. He said it's fucking 5 of them, dude.
Different
You're
flavors?
Yeah, different flavors.
Awesome.
So we're going to be talking about this fucking energy drink for a month and a half.
LFG Energy. Let's fucking go energy. Lucky fuck. Insane. Okay, ingredients. Sparkling water, natural flavor, citric acid, taurine, gum arabic, ester gum, maca root extract. We're about to be fucking hard. Beta-alanine, sodium benzoate, natural caffeine, beta-carotene, sucralose, vegetable juice, and Panax ginseng root extract.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Oh, here we go. Get lucky, be lucky. This is your one life. You're lucky as fuck to have another day. I don't love this, by the way. I don't love this.
Yeah, it's
this.
A lot of those books. What are those fucking books?
Yeah, yeah. Jump, fuck your life.
Click your fucking cock in your life, dick.
Fuck your bank account in its ass. I think I paid my credit card bill twice today. I'm fucking pissed off,
dude.
I paid it with Apple Pay.
And
dude.
They accepted it?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's fine. I put my new phone on that card, so I'm just like, if anything, I'm just paying off my phone quicker.
Yeah.
But, sorry. Get lucky fuck. Lasting clarity and stamina. With aminos, antioxidants, and mineral-rich maca. Get lucky, be lucky. This is your one life. You're lucky as fuck to have another day. Time to live it. Live it. LFG Energy turns you on and inspires you to keep going. Whether you're dealing with your pain in the ass boss, dropping into a wave, or cutting your lawn, be grateful for another moment.
Cutting
to,
your lawn.
To, I guess it's like that's like a banal thing.
Oh, okay.
You know? For another moment to kick ass in the game of life. We crafted our products with beta-alanine and maca for sustained physical and mental endurance. Life is complicated. Our energy drink isn't. 5 super ingredients, 0 sugar, 0 aftertaste. Make today the best day of your life. Then do it all over again tomorrow. Mr. Lucky.
Nice. Is that carbonated?
I can't tell. It says sparkling water.
Isn't okay.
It? And sparkling water is the number one ingredient, which I think is that's interesting.
All right, cool.
I like that. Okay, so like as much as I think it's like corny to be like, make today the best day of your life, then do it all over again tomorrow. I'm like, that's not a bad
slogan.
Mindset.
No.
You want to do the opposite of Office Space, where he goes, every day you see me is the worst day of my life.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, does that mean today's the worst day of your life? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, whoa. All right, here we go. And this is...
okay, a nice color to it. Ooh. A little pissy.
Orange piss. There you go. Orange drizzle.
Yeah, if you want some more, you want some more. Ooh. Do you want more than that?
I mean, give me a little bit more.
Yeah, it fizzed up more than I thought it would. You know,
got a big head on it. That's good. Great, thank you so much.
Me too.
It smells
it's like,
fantastic.
It's like Barry Bonds. His head kept growing when he started doing steroids. You know.
Yeah, your head gets bigger.
Yeah. All right, you take a sip.
And if you
take a sip, and then I'll talk into the microphone, and then now that you've taken a drink, I'll take a sip.
Whoa. Subtle.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice. Almost just tastes like a orange crush.
It's in terms of flavor intensity on the scale of seltzer to soda, it's closer to soda for sure.
Yeah,
but it's not as intense as like an orange crush or
it's
something.
Muted.
And I love an orange crush,
you do.
Dude. That's fucking I love.
This is nice.
I love orange soda.
You do. Very crushable.
Yeah, for sure. This is actually awesome. This size can with 200 milligrams of caffeine. I was a little skeptical before tasting it.
It's understandable, yeah.
I hadn't tasted it yet. But was I supposed to give it the benefit of the doubt? It's a consumer product. I would never. But this is... It's raining a little bit.
It's very nice.
This is actually really nice.
It's
I like
really
this a
nice.
Lot.
The flavor's a little one note. There's not a lot of...
Yeah, it's orange. It's only orange. There's no other flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But...
But it's nice.
No, I like
definitely
this.
Not overpowering. Like if it's a can that is that size, it'd be very easy to be overpowering and like, okay, fucking enough.
Yeah, because if you want to drink this much liquid,
exactly, it's got to be a little bit on the refreshing side. Yeah. It's got to be a little
this
bit
is,
on the.
This is nice. I like this a lot.
It's very palatable, unbelievably crushable.
Really crushable. Nice amount of carbonation.
Yeah.
More carbonated than like a Monster, but yes. Less carbonated than like a soda.
Yes.
This is that perfect level of energy. This is a really great. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, man, this kind of hits a lot of the notes that we.
Yeah, this checks a lot of boxes.
Want. Like, flavor is good. Maybe this flavor is a little one note.
Yeah, but we have a bunch of more.
But you also need every flavor can't be high five, electricity, fireworks.
I purposely put the most one note looking flavor in the fridge.
All right.
So that we can start and hopefully work our way up.
I don't love the like AI looking design on the can.
It's true.
You know? But
I think it's fine. Just put the U. I think it'd be funny if it just literally said it.
Yeah. Fuck. Because who's going to see this and be like, oh, that's actually fine.
Yeah.
I actually think that is fine. And I'm not offended by it.
I'm going to.
This is really good.
I'm going to go 3.85.
Interesting.
It's very good. I'm just a little bit holding back on a 4 just because of the one note of the flavor.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
I'm going to give it 3.99.
Wow.
It's not in the fours.
It's not 4, but it's up there.
But it's good. Like, if I saw this, I'm buying it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If I see this at a gas station or something, especially if I'm in the car.
Yeah. Oh, buddy,
I'm buying this.
That's going to be all piss in a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this into piss.
That's what we do here at Little Time Industries.
We turn liquid into piss.
And no one can say otherwise.
And that's the Little Time promise. Give me a drink, I'll piss it out later. I'll
piss it out? And how long? I don't know. It depends on what I've been drinking that day. Or
yeah.
If I pissed.
If I'm dehydrated or not.
I went to get tested.
Don't touch me.
I'm touching. I went to get tested and I didn't read the.
For autism?
For autism. And I fucking got it, dude.
I did an autism blood test.
Yeah, it's in there. And I didn't really read the instructions very well because I don't read anything.
That's so awesome.
And I got there and then I'm like, oh, let me double check because now I'm here.
Yeah.
And it's like, please don't drink anything. Don't pee within the last 2 hours or something like that. I'm like, well, okay. And I just like had to like sit in the bathroom, like make myself pee.
Oh, yeah.
Took forever.
Chug a bunch of water?
Yeah. She gave me a bottle of water. I fucking chugged it, and then I turned the faucet on, just looked at it, made myself
feel
like...
What if that made you shit?
Then it's a bathroom. I would have gone. No big deal.
Yeah.
And she's like, just pooping shit in the... Like,
a big turd in your urine. They're like...
It's in there still.
Yeah, there's still urine in there. I'm sure you guys can filter out the shit. Hey, how about this? It won't match whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, it's all good, baby.
They're like, hey, listen, you don't have herpes, but you do have a bunch of shit in your piss.
Oh my god.
So you maybe want to get that checked out before you put your penis inside someone.
Yeah, maybe check it out. But yeah, thank you, Cody. That was
thank you to the staff at Planned Parenthood in South Brooklyn, I assume.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
No, I don't go to Planned Parenthood.
And why is that? Because what they do against God.
You know what they use my money for.
Yeah.
Kill beautiful, sweet, and innocent.
Kill beautiful, beautiful, perfect angel babies.
If someone who never listened to us is like, these guys are really pro-Trump and anti-abortion.
Love Trump and, yeah.
No, it's just what's funny, idiot.
Yeah. I've thought about it recently. I'm not pro-choice. I'm pro-abortion.
Oh, absolutely. We should take a break from having children as a society.
Yeah.
Let's give Earth one year without new kids.
Yeah. I got someone pregnant once.
Yeah.
And
From sex
with my penis. And they were like, they weren't certain that they wanted to have an abortion, which is like completely understandable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, outwardly, I was like, whatever your decision is, that's yours. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and inside I was like, if you don't fucking kill that kid, I'm going to do something drastic.
I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to do something newsworthy. To myself.
To myself.
Or others. Not to you.
Not to you, but to
others. No. I've realized that it's going to sound like, no. I'm going to do ritualistic suicide inside of the, what's the mall where the Twin Towers used to be?
Where's the, what's it called? The Lotus or Apex or?
I'm going to do ritualistic suicide at the UFC Apex. The Oculus.
Oculus. I'm not wrong. I was pretty close.
It's not terrible.
It's a fucking one of those words that a car is named.
I'm going to do seppuku at the Oculus if you don't get an abortion.
And what's that going to solve?
Yeah.
My life.
I'll say this. I don't have a kid.
Yeah. Before I have sex with anyone.
God took care of that.
Even if I wear a condom, which I always do. I will say,
yeah, okay.
Hey, just in case.
And I love wearing a seatbelt in the car.
Hey, just in case. You don't want to keep one, right?
Yeah. Cool. You're not, okay. You don't seem to be at a crossroads, do you?
Here's a thought I had. I think it's funny. I think it's funny to be a hot guy, which we are now.
Yeah.
We both are hot.
Yeah.
Don't say it like that.
Okay.
We're both hot guys.
People got mad at me about that clip.
Which clip?
The one from the Sam episode.
What clip? Oh, what are they saying?
I don't know. People were just mad at me.
Were they mad at you?
It seemed like people were being shitty to me in my DMs.
In your DMs?
Yeah.
Friends?
People I know.
Yeah, fuck them. We're hot guys now. And I think it's funny to be a man and try and talk yourself. Like, how do I explain this? When I hook up with women, I like to ask them when the last time they got tested.
Yeah.
Because that's not something guys do.
Kind of put them on the back foot.
Yeah, how about you like it? I'll talk my way out of this. When's the last time
you got tested?
There you go. How about that?
God tests me every day.
Every day.
Every fucking day, God tests me. And I'll tell you. Close. And they're like, no, when's the last time you got tested for STIs? And I go, the car?
Why would I need a Subaru ST? Never owned one, honey.
Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't be me. I don't really drive like that.
Not much of a drifter.
Yeah, I kind of don't drive like that.
In that way. I'm a drifter in a couple different other ways.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
The Subaru Corporation, I'm going to go on record. They make a hell of a vehicle.
Hell of a car.
I drove an Outback this weekend. Mm-hmm. Hell of a car.
So,
like new.
Did a station wagon?
Yeah.
Sick. So sick.
I want a station wagon so bad, dude.
I want an Audi station wagon.
I love
it. Because they're a little bit more compact than the normal station
wagon. I love
wagons.
The Audi station wagon. I love the older Benz station wagons. Yep. Obviously a Volvo.
Yeah.
When I was like a teen, my uncle had like a 90s Volvo station wagon, black with a tan interior.
Mm-hmm.
Really fucking awesome. Really want one. Really, really want one. I'll tell you that when I was really young, my uncle had a Bronco. My other uncle had a Bronco. Mm-hmm. Two-tone. Kind of like dark. No, it's like the strip in the middle.
Yeah.
So it was like I think dark green and like kind of tan.
Ooh, I like that.
And then, you know, that was about 1994, 95. And then he got rid of it because it stopped working. And I was like, I thought you were going
to. It's funny how you kids.
I thought you were going to give that to me once I was old enough to drive.
I thought you were going to give that to me.
11 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eight years.
The world surrounds me.
I don't know how long cars last, brother.
Hey, man.
I'm 8.
It's so funny how your mind, and mine as well. You're just like, oh, that person's going to give me that very expensive thing when I am old enough.
Yeah. Because I've seen that happen on other in pieces of media and stuff
in media,
like that.
Which I assume is taken truly from life.
Exactly like life.
It's a funny thought for a child to have.
Yeah.
You want to do Movie Pass Corner?
I do want to do Movie Pass Corner.
Well, we're going to do Movie Pass Corner.
Because that is one of the segments of
Hello,
this show.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I want to open up my Letterboxd app.
That sounds fantastic.
I will go because we talked about it on the Patreon, but I saw La Chimera in the theater.
You did.
Talk about it on the Patreon. If you're not a Patreon member, first of all, patreon.com/alittletimepod. Why don't you sign up for that?
Helps us out. Helps
and
you out.
If you have a chance to go see La Chimera in the theater, go see it.
Walk your ass to the theater.
Yeah, people are going crazy for Josh O'Connor because he's in Challengers also.
Oh.
I got to see that because I'm seeing too many tweets about it and it's bumming me out because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
And not that I'm like, because I'm not even like a spoilers guy, but I'm like, don't stop talking about it. It came out this weekend.
Mm.
Like, give me a couple days to go see it.
Yeah. No,
posting screenshots and like all this other shit about a movie that came out 3 days ago.
Yeah, people are just like, nope, it's up now.
Yeah. Kind of sucks. Okay. The first movie I want to talk about is the 1972 Eric Romare movie, Love in the Afternoon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Me neither, really.
Okay.
Eric Romare, I guess he has these, his movie's called Six Moral Tales. It's like a, like, not like a, he didn't put them all out at once, but so it's basically about a guy, regular French guy. This is from like early 70s, 72, I said.
Okay.
Early 70s French movie. So obviously it's about just like fucking in a marriage and stuff like that, which awesome. Is really awesome.
Sick.
But it's basically just about a guy who works in an office, never, like, you know, has a wife, regular guy, never thought about cheating on her or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then an old employee comes back one day.
Oh.
And then a kind of flirtation starts, and then
comes back to work?
Comes back to, like, visit kind of thing. Like, comes back into town, whatever. Like,
very sexy.
And then, yeah, very sexy, and then kind of a flirtation starts, and then, but he's torn on whether or not
cheat on his wife.
Because he's like,
in love with his wife.
I love my wife. I, you know, like things have gotten a little stagnant and stuff like that. And this is a new exciting thing, but is it worth it to kind of fuck up this thing that is good still?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just for like a fleeting
okay.
thing. Yeah. It's great.
Sounds
it's
right
kind of slow, yeah. but like nice, really beautiful, like looks great. Just awesome. I just was like,
it was filmed in the 70s or set in the 70s?
It's from 72.
Sick. Very sick. Yeah.
So La Chimera set in the 70s, but from this year or last year, I guess. But
sounds awesome.
Yeah, but it's awesome. I want to watch some of his other movies now, too. But I think it was while that day I came home and you and Mac were podcasting in the living room. So I was like, oh, I got to go to my room and watch something. And then I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I like looked through Criterion for like 5 minutes. And I was like, cool, this. And it was great.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was really. I gave it for not long, 90 minutes maybe.
Beautiful.
97. Yeah, not long, beautiful. Give it 4 stars. I liked it. A little slow,
mm-hmm.
but
sick.
Yeah.
Very cool. I only watched two.
I only have one other one anyway.
Okay. So. I went to the gym this morning. You were there as well.
Yes.
Got home, showered, made myself a very nice little breakfast, and I watched Moneyball. I haven't watched Moneyball in a while.
I guess you haven't been in a hotel room lately.
Yeah, I haven't been in a hotel room in a while, but man, today was perfect Moneyball weather. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
I was on the couch. It was just a perfect...
It's funny how much more you like Moneyball than baseball.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like a lot more.
I love a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what much is there to say? It's just really great.
Perfect movie.
Perfect movie.
Movie so good it makes you like Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Makes you like Jonah Hill. I will say, what's a little director fuck's name?
Spike Jones?
Spike Jones is... Every time I watch him, I'm like, man, you are really nailing this smarmy... rich guy who's like, I'm so rich, but I'm all about Eastern philosophy.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He really nailed it.
I'm a fucking dickhead.
I'm an LA rich dickhead.
Yeah.
Who's also a pussy.
Oh, no, because it's Oakland, so he's like a Silicon Valley guy,
yeah.
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a, not like a Rick Rubin type of guy, but like a.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah.
But he just does a really good job. And yeah, then I watch.
He's like, I think he's very underrated as an actor.
Yeah, I agree.
I also saw a clip today of some like basketball, like NBA guys podcast, but they were interviewing, it's two NBA guys, Steven Jackson and what's his name? The guy that tried to pump fake Eric Barnes.
Yeah. And tried to pump fake Kobe.
And he had iced him out. But
he got Mamba mentality.
Yeah, he does have the Mamba. He did have the Mamba mentality.
He did.
Now he's dead. Now he's passed away. He's passed away.
He has 6 feet of dirt mentality.
Yeah, yeah. Now he has kind of this kind of mentality. But they were interviewing Jamie Foxx. And they were talking about...
The most talented man in America.
It's really crazy. And they're talking about Django Unchained.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think Eric Barnes said Matt Barnes calls him one of the most underrated actors of a generation about Leonardo DiCaprio, and I was like, huh,
pretty rated.
I guess so. It's like I guess he hasn't won a bunch of Oscars, but I think people have like
He's at the top of the list.
He's A-list. Who's above him?
Bill Murray? Like,
yeah, like Daniel Day-Lewis?
Yeah, but like, he doesn't make the same money as Leo.
No.
I would say Leonardo DiCaprio is the number one, other than Tom Cruise, maybe.
Yeah, he's probably one of the top rated actors of all time.
It's a really stupid thing to say, actually.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you don't watch movies.
You wanted to say something?
Yeah. You wanted to compliment.
A great actor is what you could have said. That's very funny.
Yeah.
And then he finished Shogun.
Yeah. What's up with Shogun? I don't know anything about it. I don't even know that it came out other than you talked about it.
It's a book.
I mean, I saw other people talking about it also, but you talking about it is the first time I listened.
Yeah. It's a book. It's about a
Shogun, I assume.
What?
A Shogun, I presume.
It's about the creation of a Shogun, basically.
Okay.
It's about a British ship that gets captured by the Japanese, and the Japanese are samurai.
Yeah.
And it's the Edo period, and they get taken, and the captain of the British ship gets almost like accepted into the... He like finagles his way into being like one of the boys.
Okay.
And it's about how one of the lords is... They're trying to like kick him out of the group of leaders.
Okay.
But he's smarter than all of them. And it's the guy, what's his name? Hiroki Sanada, I believe, who was in the latest John Wick. He's the guy who owns the Japanese.
I didn't see John Wick 4.
Oh, I thought we watched that.
No, you went and saw it in the theater, I think, and I just never watched it.
Oh, okay. Well, if you saw him, you'd recognize him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's in The Last Samurai.
Okay.
He's very recognizable. He really does that thing.
Yeah.
But it's... The British guy who, if we're all being honest, is who played Bane?
Tom Hardy.
He's truly just doing a Tom Hardy impression.
Who is
this? The British guy, Cosmo.
This guy.
Yeah, that guy,
Cosmo Kramer.
His name is Cosmo something. He's a very good. He's doing a really good
this
job.
This guy.
That's him.
Okay.
Hiroki Sanada, I believe.
Yeah. Hiroyuki Sanada.
Hiroyuki Sanada.
Cosmo Jarvis.
Yeah, right? Fucking AI sounding name
that's
I've ever heard of.
The baby from the I Think You Should Leave sketch. Fuck you, Cosmo.
Fuck you,
Cosmo Jarvis.
I hate you. So he's very crafty and cunning.
Okay.
And he finagles his way into being one of the boys. Okay. By being brave, but also like knowing how to like not trick people, because then he's not really tricking. It's interesting. It's a really interesting like a story of what happens. And anytime you hear him speaking English, he's actually speaking Portuguese. And the Japanese translator is speaking Portuguese and Japanese, and she is part of a very respected or a very famous family that became unrespected or disrespected.
Okay.
They did something bad.
Yeah.
But they kind of develop feelings.
Okay.
People in terms of acting are knocking it out of the park.
That's awesome.
There's
that's the thing. I'm like, even if I don't like the thing or I'm not interested in it, if people are doing doing well,
yeah,
I'm like, that's, I love
there,
that.
There's one of the lords or secondary command. I don't know what he is. Everyone's like, this fucking guy, this is my fucking guy. Because he's kind of like a little like sneaky, but funny.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, this fucking guy's a rock star. And they're learning about how he like now has a big fan base.
Yeah.
But it's good. 10 episodes, well-paced. It's beautiful. They did such a good job with set design and costumes. Not as much fighting as you think there's going to be, but enough where it's like, it's interesting.
Spilled a bunch of Lucky Fuck all over myself.
Oh, you did. That's okay. It makes the shirt look better.
Yeah.
Not
enough stains on it already.
Yeah, but let me think. Very good. Very, very Japanese ending. Very good ending.
Okay. A lot of bowing and...
There's a ton of bowing and so much seppuku, you would fucking...
That's awesome.
In the first episode.
I was gonna Shogun at the Oculus.
Yeah. People were like, oh... Is it Thursday? Okay, I'll kill myself. It's Thursday. And it's like, no, don't kill yourself.
Stop killing yourself.
It's really crazy. But I loved it. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It falls into like Because the writer's like, we're not making another season.
Okay.
This is a one season. There's no, there. That's make it, it was a book. There's like, there's nowhere for it to go.
I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked it. They're like, hey, this is it. You liked it? Good, but that's it.
Yeah. The only other thing I would respect is if it's like, and I don't even know if this is true, but with True Detective, where it's like, maybe it's not good every season, but they're like, it's different every season.
Yeah.
It's
not season one.
Yeah.
But in terms of miniseries, single.
Yeah.
It falls into my top five that I can think of.
What miniseries is it?
Chernobyl's number one.
Okay.
Chernobyl's unbelievable.
One season.
One season, six episodes, it's done.
Awesome.
The people, OJ versus the OJ, people, the people versus OJ Simpson?
Yeah.
The FX one where Cuba Gooding Jr. plays OJ Simpson.
And Schwimmer?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
It's unbelievably good. Unabomber one from Discovery Channel. They did a.
Oh, yeah. One with you the love guy. That one.
Dude, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Those are my three that I can think of.
You love.
And now.
Shogun.
Shogun's in there.
Yeah.
I should think of a fourth, but in terms of one miniseries, like a single. And scripted. There's a lot of like.
Yeah, it's not like the Jinx or
it's
something.
It's not like the Jinx. It's different. There's a new season, by the way.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Okay.
I'll probably watch it, but.
I watched the first episode.
Yeah, how is it?
Interesting.
Okay.
But Shogun, very good. I love Japanese samurai culture because the samurai were obsessed with balance.
Yeah. Like the same way the guys that do slacklining in the park are.
Exactly the same.
The guys who do slacklining in the park are basically the new samurai.
The new samurai. I tell them that. I go, hey, fellas, new samurai.
Hey, you're the new samurai, by the way. And just they go, brave. What?
Just as come here, let me kiss.
Just as brave.
What else did you see?
And then I watched. Oh, let me see what year it's from. I like saying what year stuff.
Yeah, saying the year is cool.
It makes me.
You seem cool. Like we say the director first.
I watched Greg Araki's 1995 movie, The Doom Generation.
Oh, the heterosexual feature film.
A heterosexual movie by Greg Araki, which as soon as that came up, I was like.
I'm in.
4.5. This is going to be a 4.5 for me, brother.
Unbelievable decision.
And it was.
That's great.
It's really awesome.
What's it about?
It's about a couple who are played by Rose McGowan and James Duvall.
Okay.
Who is...
Robert's evil twin?
Yeah. He plays the mod guy in SLC Punk, and he also is, he plays Frank in Donnie Darko.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
in Independence Day in some way.
He's in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
He's kind of has a Keanu Reeves thing going.
He really has a Keanu Reeves thing going, especially in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And which is actually funny because, so they're a couple, and then...
I've heard about this movie.
Yeah.
I've heard about this movie.
It's great. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan's tits are really out in it. And it's the two of them. They play a couple. And they're basically like kind of doing like a... It's very much in the world of like Natural Born
Killers-ish.
And then, but they pick up like a kind of drifter guy who is played by Jonathan Schaich, who is the lead singer in That Thing You Do.
Okay.
Yeah. And he is so
handsome.
He's so hot in this movie. It's crazy.
Crazy looking
he's
guy.
He's ripped in this movie too. Yeah. Which is funny because I was looking up his filmography. I'm like, what else was he in? And not a lot that
not
I liked
lot.
Other than That Thing You Do. But he is the writer and director of Roadhouse 2, starring himself.
Weird.
Yeah. Which came out. Oh, no, he didn't. I'm sorry. He did not direct it. He wrote it and starred in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very much kind of Natural Born Killers-ish, kind of Bonnie and Clyde-esque, a little something wild-ish. But
True Romance-ish?
definitely true romantic-ish. And it's interesting because he did have a Keanu Reeves vibe, but the way that they were talking a little bit, it kind of had that interesting cadence a la My Own Private Idaho, because it's it's in iambic pentameter. Yeah. So I'm not saying that this movie is, but it had that kind of same, a lot of it was like so like, in the way that like Quentin Tarantino or Kevin Smith movies, you're like, you guys are saying dialogue. You're not talking like people talk.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are saying written things.
Yeah.
But it's not in a way that's
poorly
bad.
Act. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. No. You're doing it well, but you're making a decision, a stylistic decision, and that's cool.
Guys are not talking the way that people talk.
Yeah.
And it's really, really great. It's really violent and horny.
Very sick.
The ending is all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's really fucked up.
Okay.
But yeah.
What's it called again?
The Doom Generation.
So far, I heard, watched a video about this.
Yeah, he has a couple of movies.
How many stars did you give it?
I gave it 4.5.
Ooh.
I loved it. Ooh. I thought, it's really good. It's really, really good. Yeah.
4.5, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Because it's also like quick. Like, it's fast-paced. It's 83 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where'd you watch it?
Criterion.
I'll watch that soon.
Yeah. I gotta watch his other stuff. Nowhere, I need to see still. Gregor Rocky's other stuff.
Nowhere with Johnny Depp?
Is it with Johnny Depp?
With the guy with the Indian? That's Nobody I'm thinking of.
Yeah. No, also starring James Duvall.
Oh.
And, oh man, she's so sexy. Rachel True?
Yeah, dude. She's she was in...
Half-Baked.
Half-Baked.
At The
Jane.
Craft?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And CB4. Yeah, dude. She's so sexy.
Sexy woman. I love a sexy woman to look at.
I love a sexy woman.
I love kissing them. Okay.
Yeah.
We only got two questions for the regular episode. Kevin asks, his question is two questions.
Awesome.
Kevin asks, Diego, are you familiar with the Hayastan grappling system? I recently joined my first gym, and it's what they teach. They describe that as a mix of BJJ, judo, and sambo, and wrestling, but I would like another perspective. Mike, what's your biggest breakthrough on your BJJ journey? Any aspirations of competing? Yes, I have heard of Hayastan. That is Gokor Kavichian, I believe is how you pronounce it. Gokor's system.
Gogurt.
He is a master of leg locks. His style is very... wrestling, judo. I mean, that's a perfect description of what they do. Manny Gamburian and, oh my God, what's his name? Carl Parisian were some of his students. Carl Parisian fought in the UFC. He fought GSP. He fought GSP. He fought Mayhem Miller. He also had a lot of issues with pill addiction. But like good, very good grapplers. If you're training there, that's very interesting. I have a couple of his DVDs. That's how long I've been doing this shit. I think that's rad. I think it's very cool, especially with jiu-jitsu, what jiu-jitsu is now, where everyone's obsessed with leg entanglements and heel hooks. That's great. Have fun with it. I don't know if they do gi. They must do gi. They do a lot of judo. Anyway, I think it's cool. What gym is it? I'm curious.
Yeah. What's my biggest breakthrough? I guess just kind of being able to flow a little bit more and being able to feel like a little bit more natural. It is like it does feel good when someone who is better than me, like I'll do something, they go like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like somebody in the locker room recently was like, you've gotten way better already. So
sick.
I just wish I was able to be more consistent
with the training. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With training. That's the only thing that I wish. And do I have any? I would like to compete once, I think.
That'd be cool.
I think I would like to get better. I like to train more consistently. I'd like to do one tournament just to say that I did.
Yeah.
Just so I can. And then, I don't know.
That's great.
Figure it out from there. But I'm not like, I don't think I'm going to start doing jiu-jitsu at 35 and become a fucking phenom.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would like to, me and a bunch of other fucking 35-year-old guys, hey, why not?
Yeah. See, I think competition teaches you a lot about yourself and about your journey and about those feelings are that you feel, and again, I can only speak for myself. Those feelings that you feel in competition are so unique and rare that they're very, very valuable because they're rare.
Plus, I need to avenge my middle school's horrible at wrestling self.
There you go.
So I need to try. I need to go into a competition and try.
Yeah. There you go. That's all we need to do.
Yeah.
I'd love that'd be fun if I go coach you in a competition.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be fun. Yeah, that's it, really. I just think, yeah.
That's pretty good. I like that a lot. Yeah. And then Grave Neighbor, what do you dream about?
Oh, not, I don't really. I don't
Unity.
Really, yeah.
A world where
harmony. Racial harmony, black children and white children can
do, come together against Hispanic children.
And then beat the shit out of some fucking Hispanic kids. Just really lay into them.
No, leave
and
me
the
alone.
Chinese are going to get it too.
They're going to get
just
it too.
Just kidding. We love the Chinese Communist Party.
Xi Jinping forever.
Xi Jinping, shout out.
I don't know. I dream about people I met 1-6 years ago. Yeah. I dream about jujitsu. I dream about being inadequate, and I dream about...
I dream of Genie.
I dream of... yeah. I don't ever have any flying dreams.
I don't... I don't know.
Well,
I don't really...
a lot of sex dreams.
I don't really ever have any... I don't have any dreams that I really remember, I don't think. Very rarely.
Yeah.
They are... When I remember them, I feel like they're usually kind of violent. Like there's some kind of...
Do you have the thing where you can't punch?
I've had it in real life.
Yeah, it's true. but everyone has that thing where it's like when you're dreaming and you try to hit someone, it's like you're underwater. It's all slow-mo.
No. I really get to knock people out in my dreams.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
And I love that for you for watching the podcast and listening to the podcast. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We love you. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
Follow Diego Lopez at this Diego Lopez.
Patreon.com/alittletimepod for 4 bonus episodes a month and video of all 8 episodes a mm-hmm. week before everyone else. You can support us.
Yeah.
It's just the two of us. We're doing our best. We love your support. It means the world to us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, if you live around Dallas or anywhere in Texas, I'm going to be in Fort Worth May 17th and 18th at Big Laugh Comedy Club. All right, cool. Bye.